We're learning Masechtas Mayim Kadin at the Ezim and Beis. The Gemara starts the sugi Idmar HaMenachesh HaMashke Mayim L'Zorim B'Shabbos. Two different things that you might do on Shabbos. One is weeding, and the other is watering the plants. Yishamayim Asrinim Beit. What Asura do you give? What Malach is this? Rabba Amim Mishum Chayrish HaVesef Amim Mishum Zereya. Rabba holds us the Malach of Chayrish, HaVesef holds the Malach of Zereya. Gemara explains, Rabbi said, Chavasi, Di Mistabra, I'm right that it's Chayrish, Madaikash Chayrish Lufri Arab. What does Chayrish do? It softens the land, it makes the land capable of producing seeds, producing growth. Hainam Rufri Arab. So when you water the land, or when you weed it, you're softening the land, you're making the land capable of producing. And if Yosef says, Chavasi, Di Mistabra, I think I'm right. Why? Because Madaikash Israel, it's Muche Peri. Planting Zereya is facilitating growth. Hanam Mitzvah Kaveh is facilitating growth. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Nevi Yosef. These two things, is softening the land, is facilitating growth, is a chayrish, is a Zereya. Then Abaye went to Rabbi and said, it's Shver on you and it's Shver on Yosef. It's Shver on you because you said chayrish, that it's chayrish, why not also Zereya? It's Shver on Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said Zereya, why not also chayrish? Why isn't it both? How are you going to tell me? The question in the Gemara is, if you're going to tell me that maybe whenever there's two malachas, you can't have two. You can only have one. If you're pruning a tree, facilitating the growth of the tree, that certainly is not chayish, because you're not doing it with the land. That's certainly neteya. And you also need the wood, so you're doing kaitzer. So, you see that even on one ma'isah that has two malachas, you can get both. Here also, why wouldn't you get both chayrish and zereya? And the Gemara says kasha. And kan the sugya. So in the Rambam, there are two aris. The first aris is who exactly is he passing like, Rabba or Rav Yosef? The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perches Lach Aleph says a chayrish kol shu chayv ha-menachesh be'ikvei elonis. The Makarse Masavim and Mizaidus Sirigum Deliafis is a karka reza told us chayrish. So the Rambam says three types of Avodah in the ground. One of them is Menachesh, which he says is a told of chayrish. That's Rabba. Menachesh. Rabba says chayrish. Avesha says Zereya. The next, very next Lachalach Avesha says Zereya calls Shu Chayiv. Avalamashkat Smachim Vilonis B'Shabbos. Someone waters plants or trees on Shabbos. So he's a told us Zereya. V'chayiv calls Shu. So that's Mashke Mayim Lizrum, and there he passes in Zereya like Rav Yosef. Why is he Mazakash Shtari Lebei Trei? How come by Menachesh he passes like Rabba, and by Mashke Mayim he passes like Rav Yosef? So the two Mahalachim and the Achrayim had answered this kasha. The Kesemish's Mahalach is that the Menachesh in Halacha Aleph is not the Menachesh of our sugya. Because there he's weeding out the weeds in order that the good vegetation should grow. And that's Zereya, in a Chanami. That he passes like a Vesef, that would be Zereya. The Menachesh there, Chayfe be'ikve ilonais, he's not weeding, he's digging around, he's hoeing in the roots of the tree, and that's Chayrish. They're both called Menachesh, but it's two different types of activities. The Rishon Litzion, from the Baal HaRechayim al HaTorah, here, he writes, that the emphasis of Gemara and Shabbos, Tafkav Gilma Menalev, is a brisa, Chayrish kol shu, a menachesh, a mekayis, a mezarit kol shu, chayiv. That's Mamish the Rambam. Menachesh bekalonis, a mekayis, a mesav, mezaritis, a srigim. Exactly the brisa of Shabbos, Tafkav Gilma Menalev. It's a mefurish of brisa. Why did the Gemara bring this brisa and ask it to Yufta and Rav Yosef from the brisa? It says, clearly in the brisa, menachesh is chayrish. Elamites, two different things. The brisa is talking about the menachesh, like the Kesef Mishnah says, is chayfa bikre elonis. And the Menachesh here is that he's weeding, he's being Eikir HaSavim wrong, Teil Tzmech HaSavim Teichem. Then the Kesef Mishnah is bothered, why didn't the Rambam bring down the Menachesh of our sugya and tell you it's Zereya? Why did the Rambam leave it out? He told you Mashke Mayim was wrong with Zereya, why did he leave out Menachesh? So the Achrayim aren't so bothered. The Kesef Mishnah is bothered, and the Achrayim aren't so bothered. They say that he wrote this Menachesh Liyafei Sesakarka. He wrote clearly that you're not being Metzmiach Zerom here. And that's why it's chayrish. He wrote several examples of when you're doing it for tzmicha, that it's zereya, like mashkes ha'azram, and other examples like zaymer v'chuli, not a problem. But that's the first mahalach in the Rambam. The second mahalach is in Eid Behuda, that says that the Rambam paskins by Menachesh, he paskins taka like Rabba, and by Mashke Mayim Luzroim, he paskins like Rav Yosef, and they're not Hoba Atalia, and he's Marachiv there. Hechreichim, why the Rambam would do it? Anyway, the Hechreichim are bothered, why would, even according to Kesher Mishnah Pshat, why would the Rambam paskin like Rav Yosef, when normally the klal is halachic Rabba, except for three times? Oh, good. That's a shaila. If the Rambam paskin entirely like Rav Yosef, and Menachesh is that he says is Chayrish is Tumah, different type of Menachesh, well, the Rambam paskin partially like Rabba, partially like Avesiv. All right, that's one hint. But the second kasha is, Abaye had a kasha. One Yechayev twice. And Abaye said, if you're going to tell me, because any time you have two, you can only be Chayev one. No, Rav Kana said, Zayim v'tzarech heitzim is Chayev shtayim. Now, Taisus on the bottom says that when I go is kasha, because it's okay if Rabbi Avesiv argue on Rav Kana. But in the Rambam, that won't work, because the Rambam passes like the Rambam passes clearly in Periches Halach and Dalin. So what's Pshat in the Rambam? Why didn't he pass in the Chayev twice? So Kamach Reinim say, when the Gemara says Kasha, Kasha is not Tiyufta. It's Kalan Shas. Kasha means it's a Teretz. It's just not a, you know, not a easy Teretz to explain. A Deichik Teretz, whatever the case may be, so the Gemara left it with a Kasha. But it doesn't mean it's Yuvda. So Mela, we could paskin like the Memra, despite the fact the Gemara was in Niach B'Kushya. So, Rav Yosef and Rabbi agreed to Rav Kana. And that's why the Rambam passed that way. Zayim v'tzarech le'etzim miskayif shtayim. But Rabbi and Yosef think there's a chilek. In that case, a chayif shtayim. But in this case, it can't be chayif shtayim. Kama Achreinim say this, including the aforementioned Eidah B'Yuda, and they don't say so clearly what the chilek is. The Achreinim also mention of Yosef himself in Masechta Shabbos of Ayin Gimel and Beis, says Haiman the Kotel Espasta Chayiv Shtayim the Avikotzev Vegam Zereya. The Rav Yosef says if you have Espasta means you're growing grain, but then you have the grass of the grain which didn't make yet the grain. You cut the grass, you could eat it, and then more grain will grow. So what happens is, the derech is you cut the grass, and mela now you could use that grass that you cut, and more is going to grow. So Rav Yosef says you chayiv twice because you're doing kaitzer by cutting the grass, but also you're facilitating the further growth in a second growth of this plant. And mela you chayiv mishum zemei. So you see Rav Yosef also says you chayiv twice. So obviously Rav Yosef holds as a chilek. Now the shaila is what's the chilek? Achrayim don't say clearly, but I saw there's a Shara Melech, a very interesting shtickle. The Shara Melech says that the chilek is, by avos we say this chilek melachis and kivichayev shtayim, and told us he can't. And this goes into a famous Rambam. The Shara Melech is in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav. And the Rambam there says like this, Asa toldus shel avzeh, the toldus shel avzeh behelam echad. If you do two toldus and two different avos behelam echad, you're all leish shuchayev beis chatais. I think, in other words, there's no mefurish in Gemara, I think yuchayev tu chatais. So there's a famous kasha, the Gemara in Bava Kama says clearly, Hecha da osu shtei ovis badi dadi, inami shtei toldus badi dadi, chayev akol echa v'echa. The Gemara in Bava Kama that face. But the Shara Melech is discussing that, but the Shara Melech also discusses our Gemara. He says, our Gemara also says yuchayev shtayim. Why? Because Abai asked the kasha by Menachesh and by Mashke Mayim Lizroam, which are told us. They're not an av. They're not an av of Zereya. They're not an av of Chayush. They're told us, if anything. And Abai says you should be Chayiv both. And Abai says maybe only Chayiv one when you do both. And Abai says no. Rav Kana says, by Zayim of Itzarech Le'etzim, you Chayiv Shtayim. With those, there's Zayim of the Ram Moses is an av. And Kaitzer also could be an av. But here it's clearly a Tolda. So what's the Rambam's Yirali? It's a Mefurish Gemara that in a Tolda, Yechayev twice. So the Shara Melech says Fakert. This is Pshat in the Rambam. Because it says Kasha. It doesn't say Tiyufta. And what's the Chilek? This is the Chilek. That by Avais, Yechayev twice. And by Toldus, there's no Chilek Melachis in Yechayev once. Either Rambam says there is Chilek Melachis. He says, oh, that's the Diyuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Asa Toldus Shal Avzeh, Vit Toldus Shal Avzeh Be'elam Echad. Why did the Rambam say, Asa Shtei Toldus Mishtei Avzeh Be'elam Echad Chayev? No, it has to be in two separate times. You were also told the me'avzeh, and then in another ma'isa, you did a told the me'avzeh. And then you chayiv shtayim. But Agamar is telling me you did it in the same ma'isa. If you do two toldus in the same ma'isa, then you're not chayiv shtayim. That is the teretz. So that's the yearly of the Rambam. Because you really could learn this Gemara that told us you never chayiv shnayim. But the Rambam says yearly no. Told us you don't have to be chayiv shnayim. It's only when it's in the same maisa then you're not chayiv shnayim. Then we say there's no chilik malachas. Now, it doesn't explain why by told us there'll be chilik malachas punct when you do it in two different maisas and not in the same maisa. Oh, but fine, that's what he says. Now the Ritva says something similar. The Ritva also says that the teretz of the Gemara is that Rambam and Yosef hold there's no chilik malachas. But the Ritva obviously was not geiris in the Gemara Shabbos. He probably was geiris yamtiv, because the Ritva says, you know what Rambam and Yosef say a teretz to Abayas Kasha? They hold, and Rambam says this himself mefurish, emsachem and emakis, that ain't chilik malachas biyamtiv. If you do two malachas yamtiv and with one esra, you get one malchus. Chilik malachas l'shabbos, vein chilik malachas b'yamtif. By Shabbos, we have a limud that avar l'chalik yatzis, or whatever the case is, that every single malach is a separate iser, and you get two chayuvim on two malachas. On yamtif, you don't have that. On yamtif, it's all one iser of chil yamtif, and you don't get two chayuvim. So that's the pshat why you can't be chayim shtayim, because ain't chilik malachas b'yamtif. Now, Shmuel Rezavsky and Bava Kama, Simon Beza is Gimel, and the stipler also, as a kash in the Shai Melech, and it's also Shai in the Ritva, like he points out, it's a Pella. Because Rambam and Yosef are arguing, what Hasra do you give? And Abaye says, why not give either Hasra? Abaye is not arguing that you should be Chayef too, and you can answer Ein Chiluk Malachis. Abaye is arguing that you should give either Hasra. They're not arguing by Menachesh, and Mashkevayim L'Zom if they have one or two. Rabbi says the Chiv is specifically Chayush. Rav Yosef says the Chiv is specifically Zereya. Frank the Abaya is both. So you could be at Masra either one. So what's your answer? Ain't Chilik Malachas Liyadiv? Ain't Chilik Malachas by Shabbos by Toldis? Okay, that means that when you do two different Malachas, you only have one Chiv. But it's still two different Malachas. So the Gabe Astro, you should have to master either one you want. Now the Dvar himself really bavarns this question. The Dvar, after he says that the Teretz is Enchaluk Malachas Leantif, he writes like this, V'koshalon, Afil Asul Lemechayev Alechada, Mayel Masrino Bebein Bezu Bebein Bezu. Why can't you give him Astro for either one? Mamish this Kasha. And he writes, V'yesh Leima Adelekel Asriya Be'el Behida V'ikka Tvei V'la Malkinale. You can only be master the one that's the main thing, and you get Malchus in that one. Afreks of the Kasha, it's a Pella. But Lemaisi, you're doing both. You're doing two malachas in one. What do you mean the main one? If it would be Yesh Chiluk Malachas Biyantiv, you're telling me Bichayev Shtayim. Now, since Ein Chiluk Malachas Biyantiv, so even if it's two completely separate malachas, I'm only getting one. Because Ein Chiluk. But why would I have to master only one of them in the Iker one? What would be the story for that? And Alderev said a Sharem Melech, it's a Pella. Abaye's Raya from Rav Kahana is just that you have both. So Mela, by Shabbos, by Avos, even in one Maisa, so there, Yechayev Shtayim. But let's say the Lacha would be in Achayev Shtayim. Like by Yantiv, you say, Ein Chiluk Malachas B'Yantiv. Well, the Sharem Melech wants it to, if you say, by Toldes, if it's one Maisa, you don't say Chiluk Malachas. So fine, so you can't be Chayev Shtayim. But you have both Malachas, you should be able to give Asra for either one. Shver in the Sharem Melech, it's also Shver in the Ritva. I saw the Igle Tal in Melechus Reis Yubeis, that's another Kashi. He says, if this, he has a Kashi in the Dvar. The Dvar is saying that the Etzim you can be Chayef for either one, but since Ein Chiluk Malachas B'Yantiv, so you only Chayef one, you have to give Asra on the Ikka what? So how about by Kalayim? The Gemara is the Kashi by Kalayim, if you're going to say like Rabba, that it's Chayrish, that Shimino is the Kalayim. Rabba is Maskim Mitzareya. He just says Ein Chiluk Malachas B'Yantiv, so you need one. So Melech, for whatever some reason, you have to master the Ikka what? Okay. But by Kalayim, there's no Chayrish, then it could be Zereya. What would be the Svara? By Kalayim, it shouldn't be Zereya. By Yantiv, you're telling me a Svara. That since you can't get both, I have to give a Svara on the Ikka one. By Kalayim, you don't have that Svara. So Igle tells us a Meridik of Svara Lechalik, Lechaya, a good Svara. Why Rabban and Yosef would hold that there's a Chilik Zayim of Tzarech Le'itzim and Menachei Shomashka Mayim Lezra. But Zayim of Tzarech Le'etzim, he has two tachlisim. He has two things that he wants. He wants a tree to facilitate the growth of the tree. He also wants to use the firewood. So one is, you're facilitating the growth of a tree, that's one inyan. There's also an inyan, you're getting wood for firewood. Getting wood for firewood is kaitzer. facilitating the growth of the tree is neteya, yechayim shtayim, either one. Mashenkin here, be'etzim, you're doing one thing. You're watering the plant. You're watering the plant so the plant should grow. You're weeding the ground. You're weeding the ground so the plant should grow. Now, the question is, the Ramin Avesef hold misvara that either you look at it, the ma'isa tutzach on the ground, lefuyara, and the tzmicha is a male de gazach, or you look at the ma'isa tutzach with the tzmicha, and the fuyara is a male de gazach. But it's not the pshat that I want two separate things. I want to make the ground soft, and I also want this to grow. You want one thing. You want this to grow. The question is, what is this malach of what is this facilitation of the growth? What malach are you going to call it? Are you going to call it a malach of preparing the ground for growth? Or you call it a malach of facilitating the growth? But it's not the same as Zayim of Tzarech Leitzim. I want two things. I can want the tree to grow without needing the firewood. I could want the firewood without needing the tree to grow. So Mela, now that both comes Mizdam of Bundagach and I'm Chayim Shtayim. Masha'en Kain, by Chayrish, by Menachesh and Mashkemayim Lizron, there, Rabbi Avesef Old, and this is how the Rambam Paskins, it's one thing. Shalos, what do you call it? What do you see in this particular Avodah Sakarika? Is it Chayrish and the Tzmich is Amela, or is it Zareya and the Chayrish is Hakatimsa? How do you look at it? But it's not both. That's the Chayra, the Pshat, and the Gemara. And now let's discuss the new Inyan. The Gemara goes Vaita. The Gemara says, Mashke meisa shlacha meyed v'shvias, bishleim meyed mishim techa, uvamakim seyed ashar abanen, ala shvias, bein laman deyam mishim zireya, bein laman deyam mishim chayri, zhviya v'chavisha v'shvias mishari. I understand why you let a water the plants in chalameyed, and the lashin ha Gemara is, because melechas chalameyed is mishim techa, because of bother, because of work, and b'makam seyed l'ligaz rabbanan. Rashi's lashin is, the Isra Malacha is because you're being matriach. You're exhausting yourself. See, there's a big hakira. When we say Malacha and Chalamayit, and you have the Isra Malacha and Chalamayit, and you have various Atayim, by Yipsaydin is a heter, as long as it's not too much Tircha. By Tzarech HaMayin, there are different things. As we're going to learn the Masechta, we'll see a lot of things about Malachas Chalamayin, when it's Mutter, when it's Asa, what are their Teir. What's the definition of the word Malacha, though? Is the definition of the word Malacha anything that's Nichol in the 39 Malachas of Shabbos is Malacha? And therefore, if you want to be Matter, anything which is part of the 39 Malachas of Shabbos, we have to find a reason why it's Mutter, Avra Avra, Tzarech HaMayin, V'chuli. Otherwise, it's an isser of doing malacha chalamayid. Or is the definition of malacha chalamayid different? And there's another definition for malacha, which is only has to be a davar shel tircha. Lamashal, you let a strike a match on chalamayid, not letzarech hamayid. Now you let a carry on chalamayid, not letzarech hamayid. You have to empty out your pockets before you go on a chalamayid. So this gemara that says this lashon that Mishlam made mishum tirchahi uvamakim say the shara banan, and Rashi says shle asa b'shum malacha el mishum tircha. That sounds like the definition of malacha bechalamayit is different, and you need a malacha shel tircha. And the one who writes this very clearly is Emek Bracha, very late Permanchik, in Ilchus in his sefer Emek Bracha chalamayit is aleph, and he brings the Shulchan Aruch simetavkuf mem siv beis. It's from the Rishonim, it's from the guy's Maimonides. That you're allowed to take a gafshusha shebebayis. If you have, in those days they had dirt floors, and on Shabbos and Yontif there'd be an issa malacha deraisa to go smooth out the floor. But a chalamayri says it's mutter. And the Magen Avraham says, it comes from the Beis Yosef, avgav the malacha gemurihi, shari, kevinch ainah shel terech. Even though it's a complete malacha, it's still mutter because it's not shel terech. The Beis Yosef lashon is, avgav the malacha gemurihi, veinah davar avid, Shari b'chalamayit, kevin she'ena malacha shel teirich. So, you could, if you want, maybe learn that we're talking about l'tzarech hamayit, and the malacha shel teirich is aser even l'tzarech hamayit, and we're saying that even though it's not a davar avod, which then maybe malacha shel teirich will be mutter, but still, it's mutter, because it's l'tzarech hamayit, but it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like that it's ena shel teirich alone is the heter, and you don't need l'tzarech hamayit. And the Eishel Avram, the Bachaj, says that clearly. It's not a melach at all for Natural Terech. And the Eimek HaBaruch Hu also learns that way. So that's what it means. He says, it's like sweeping the house. It's not a melacha. It's not a davar shel terech. It's not a melacha. It's not work. It's ordinary household work. It's not a melacha. The Sefer Chalamayid, my entire Yedid of David Zuggah, he brings in Simon Beis, in the back of the Sefer, he also discusses this, he brings two shtarkim occurs in the Shainim to this Yisrael. Besides for this Rashi that we have here, and besides for the Shulchan Aruch that's bringing the guy's Maimini, he brings two. One is from the Urayim. The Urayim has a whole discussion like we discussed in the previous Shif, it's the Rashi of the Rabbanan. At the end he writes like this, Mikomagal Amadnu, Mida Tali Talmud de Issam Lechas Chalamayid Betircha, Lamanu Dloy Mitzel Melechas Terech. Mamish Dalang Zich on the same thing. The Gemara says, Chalamayid, the Gemara calls it, the Isser is Tircha, so Mela only Melechas Tal Tircha Zasir. Hilchas, Hilchach Hal Vois, Umelechem U'atta Bebeisai Muteres. Lending money to Gaim, that was the common occupation that the Yidin had in those days, or Melechem U'atta Bebeisai, housework, is mutter. And it doesn't sound like he's coming out to Din of Tarech HaMayin and Dever Avot. He's saying it's not Malacha. V'ha'ad ha'amar Avot b'mayit kadin shili perek aleph perek mati kol shi yasura, that business is asur. Hayin ha'alach b'shuk, dika tercha. That's when you're doing business in the marketplace. That's a tercha. Avot b'esed like a tercha nirisha mutter. So he's saying, he's making kilti Malacha in the shuk and Malacha in your house. Malacha in the shuk is tercha, Malacha in the house is not tercha. Another Mekarzi Shibali Aleket, Simon Reish Chafei, there's a whole discussion, hopefully we'll get there, that the Gemara says it's Mutta Geris Rishus B'Chalamayit is Mutta to write. And there's a Shaila what it means and why it's Mutta. And he writes like this, is the Eishif Arshim Igrisho Rishus Rishayla Shalom. You're writing friendly letters. The Kaven the Eina Kaisav Tzroch of Klal. You're not writing any business, not business letters. It's friendly letters. El Shayla Shalom Greda, Leket Tircha B'Hach Ksivam. It's just metal balma. Clear meshmai, he said it's mut even if it's not letzarech hamayin. The Mi'alacha brings it actually in Siman Tavkuf Memhei, Sifhei. So here we have, I guess, four makaris in the Rishayim to this Yisayit. One is the Gemara and the Rashi over here in the Gemara, Le'asa Shum Malacha al Misham Tircha. The other is the Heter to take a Gafshushish of Abayis, a mound in the house, a Gais Maimonis, that says it's not a Dovah Shal Terech. We have the Urayim that says Lamitzah El Melechus Teirech. So Halvo Melechemu Atis Mebeisay is Mutter, and we have the Shbalei Leket that says writing a friendly letter is Mutter because a business letter is Teirech. A friendly letter is Matayel Ba'alma. So Mel, the definition of Melacha, even if it fits into the Lamites Melachas, if it's natural Teirech, it's Mutter. Now the Einik Brach asks the Kasha. There's a Gemara later on Nafil Ches that if you are Magia one ice in the Sefer Teirech, it's Aser. He said, no, the chayr is no tircha to mgiya one ice. You take a little ink, and you add one little thing to an ice. That doesn't sound to be a tircha. The Yos has the guy's maimonis, shortly after that other guy's maimonis about the gavshusha shababayis, he says, people, when they go to the base of kfaris, there's a minig to pick out the grass and throw it over your shoulder. So he says, don't do that in a chalamayid. Why? Because it's a malach, it's kaitzer. Now, the chayr is no tircha of bending down and picking up grass. So Emek Bracha says like this. He says, Melechas haksiva u'melechas tlishas hasavim is a melechas terech. You're just doing very, very little, and that's why it's not a tercha. But what you're doing is a melechas terech. But if the chefs of the melacha b'chlal has no tercha to it, like striking a match, or just sweeping the house with the gavshushes, so memela, that's not aser. They have to be magdir. Still, we don't have a very klar agdara for it then. You can't really decide yourself if it's a tercha, but just in learning, you see this yisaid that you need melechas tercha, and the emek brachos is not a stira to megia eis achas or picking up grass because there you're doing a tercha, you're just doing a small amount. But if the etzem melacha felt in the melechas tercha, it's mutter, and we brought kama makaris in the rishayim. Now David Zucker there and sefer chalamayit, it's simon beis in the back of the sefer. He's ma'ir that the prima gadim. And the Shulchan Atzishita, by the case of Gashusha Shebevayis, they hold it's only Mutta L'Tzarech HaMayid. Now, I'm not sure if they're learning the Rishonim that way, or the Paskening that way. So the question is, that they argue on that Yisayid. He says, that's not a Raya, not like the Yisayid. Because you could say, if you want, that removing a Gashusha Shebevayis is a Melechus Terech. And that's why it is qualified as a Melecha. You don't see, from the fact that they're arguing on the Psak, and they're saying the Gashusha Shebevayis is only Mutta L'Tzarech HaMayid, you don't see they hold that even without a tercha, anything that's in the lama tes malachis is asir. Could be they hold it is considered a tercha. But he brings from another primogonim, simatavka for lemon zayim, gimel, which sounds like even that any tercha at all, it's asir, there's no tercha made. I'm not sure if it's so medik, but that's what he holds. He also brings a chai adam that explicitly asks even making knots and untying knots on chalamayid, and he never runs the chaira, there's no tircha in that, which also I'm not 100% sure about kapanim. If that would be true, you might have to redefine tircha. But I'm mentioning this, first is negeya taka going through the sugya gemara, it's kedai to mamerik, it's kedai to point out that Rashi here and kama other rishainim seem to redefine melechus chalamayid and only ask when it's a melechus tircha. How exactly that fits halacha l'maisa is a dayin tzarechian, but the hakavanim and lenin is very important. And also even halacha l'maisa, we don't find people being makbid not to carry a chalamayid. We don't find people emptying of the packet. They go with the wallet, and the wallet has different things in it, which are not negated, not tzarechamayid. So you don't find such a thing. I saw in another place where David Zucker speaks about specifically carrying, he says it's mutter, but l'chayit is no real klar makar to that. That pun carrying is mutter. The ma'idim uzmanim, Ramesh Steinbach, Chelik Dalat Simon Reish Chet Stadig, he discusses it, so he brings down the mudei ar, and a mid-minin, he writes, Derech Agav, that it says, Asar HaChalamayid, if it's not Letzar HaChalamayid, and it's in Simon Lamaches, and he says that he heard that the Chazinish was very Meshabeach that, and he was very makbe not to carry on HaChalamayid, he said it was Letzar HaChalamayid. But Lamaisa, the minig is not that way. And there's a Me'iri, Dafil Ches, which Ramesh Sternbach brings, that says clearly, Ein Esur Itzah B'Chalamayid. And Ramesh Sternbach is marich about it. But even if you say the Me'iri is a Mekar specifically to Itzah, it's very schwer. Where's the Mekar in Shas that Itzah is different than other Malachas? Also, people are not makben other things also, the Mashal turning off lights. Or turning off the fire after you cooked. Person goes and cooks on Chalamayid, and he turns off the fire. How do you like to turn off the fire? It's Kibli. It's not Letzar HaChamayid, it's a shtickle rachik to say that's called Davar HaAvad. It's only a very small loss to keep it on. That's called Davar HaAvad, that you're allowed to turn off the fire. Would you be allowed to do a Melechus Uman for such a thing? I don't know. You're turning off lights in a house, yeah, it's a rachik to say it's Davar HaAvad. But if you were saying from the Rishenim that Melechus HaChamayid is Davka B'Davar Shel Tircha, the ordinary household work that you do constantly, even though it's Nichol Melamates Melechus, doesn't have a din of Melechus Chalamayid. So it's very good why he could carry and why he could turn the flights for Chuli. Any new Shaila, after Dan on the Shaila, but Al Kapanim, the Minig, not to be makbid on these things, L'chari has Shtarkim Makaris in the Rishayim.